What's up, man?
How are you, sir?
Oh man, I'm just living the dream, you feel me?
I do feel you. What dream is that
Man, what dream is this? Well, I mean, my day was shit to begin with, but I
today?
mean, it wasn't that bad. I was just being a little dramatic.
I
But
get that way too. I get that way.
you gotta love technology taking fucking load management whenever they want to, unannounced. You know what I mean? No call, no show. The worst thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
No call, no show. That's ridiculous. Especially when there's like two of you on staff.
Oh, I'm talking about just the technology that we have here in the gym.
Oh, the technology was no call, no show. That's even worse. I think it's even worse.
Gotta be.
Damn. Right.
Yeah. I mean, shit. Gotta love technology, right? But that's, man, my days, the past couple days for me have been really slow.
Yeah.
Like no action, nothing's really been going on.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
Nothing,
Sometimes you
not at
need the
all.
slow motion times, you know?
Not at all, but you know when shit is like too smooth or too slow, I feel
Yep.
like something bad's gonna happen.
Yep, I'm the
I'm just
same way. I
waiting
get
for that shit.
that dread starts sitting in, you kind of go the other shoe. Now, it's usually not for me like when things are slow, it's when things are too good. Then I'm always in the back of my head like the
All
other
right,
shoe's
something's
gonna
gonna
drop,
happen.
something's gonna happen. I don't even know, but like it's when things are going really well. And then normally I have a day where it all goes wrong. So that's
Yeah.
how my luck typically goes on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah, like everything's going smooth and then boom, you get rear-ended.
Yeah. Oh God, man. I can't even look at my SUV right now. Every time I look at the back end of it, I'm just like, that motherfucker. That motherfucker. Are you kidding me? And I mean, we still haven't gotten it in yet. I think it's like next week we take it in. Not that kind of gotten in. Southern face. Got the car in to see the mechanic. I believe it's next week we got signed up for that. But yeah, no, that kind of getting it in, that part's fine. Trust that. But
Yeah, I'm
but
just like,
yeah,
man, I'm
man.
just waiting for my girl to start an argument with me or something so we can
Oh,
almost break up.
and then makeup.
Just something.
Yes. Yes. But no, everything's gonna go fine with this girl. I already know it. So we're just having good vibes for that, budding relationship you've got. I know it's not official or anything like that yet, but baby steps, we'll get there. Lessons you've learned, and you'll get there. That's how we do it.
Yeah. Yo,
Yes,
speaking
sir.
of which, man, I got something I want to talk to you about.
Oh shit. What you got?
So, a couple of episodes ago, sometime in the summer, maybe right before I had my braids, or maybe when I had my braids, we were talking about like what would be an automatic no. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, deal breakers. Yeah,
Deal
absolutely.
breakers, that's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was.
I like how you say it's a couple episodes ago in the summer, even though that was like 8 months ago.
Almost a year ago, but no one's counting.
No one's counting. No one's counting.
I'm
But
not counting.
yes, you're right. But I definitely remember that.
But, I said if she has kids,
Yeah, that was kind of a
that was one of my deal breakers for me.
kind of a flag for you.
I might have to walk that one back, sir. Like obviously before I said that statement, I've never been in that predicament before.
Of course.
But I meet this girl, or I don't meet, I meet her again.
Sure,
'Cause we
sure.
went to fucking middle school and high school together. Yeah,
That's still crazy. That's
it is
crazy.
fucking nuts. And she has a daughter. And her daughter fucking loves
Aw, that's good.
me. And like we be trolling and messing around with her mom, pulling pranks with her mom. And her daughter's three.
Oh, that's cute. Cute
And so
age.
like, she's over here sending me videos and shit too. Like, oh, this is for Ryan? Like, like stuff like that. She says my name like
Aw,
Wyan, but she can't say the
Wyan.
R. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. But
Adorable.
man, like it's taught me to like never say never, like on my Justin Bieber shit. And it
Oh,
sounds so
God.
cliche, but like you really don't know until you're put in that position. You know what I mean? Like
Absolutely.
you can say what you won't do, but all that shit is gonna change. Cause when shit gets going or shit gets tough or shit gets or you just get put in that position, like it really does change your perspective on things. And I say all that to say, like, I've never said this out loud, but I've always thought to myself, if there's anybody that can be a great step parent, not good, a great step parent, it's gotta be me. You know why? Because I've been the stepchild. I've seen things with the stepfather, I've seen things with the stepmother. And growing up, like I've always felt like I kind of feel like a dickhead saying this, but I feel like I've never been like no parent has been able to like properly parent me. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And so I say all that to say, I feel like it would be easy for me to put myself, if things go further with this girl, which it seems like it's going to, I could put myself easily into her daughter's shoes and know exactly how she would feel and what she would want from her quote unquote stepfather. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right. Absolutely.
Because once again, like I've been in her shoes and it's easy for me to relate to that without even having to say anything. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And I feel like a lot of these kids, they get misparented by the step-parents because the step-parents, from what I've seen, tend to try to fill the role of the other parent, right?
Yep.
And that's honestly not the way to go about it.
Nope.
You got to understand, no one's taking the place of their mom. No one's taking the place of their dad. Those two placeholders will forever be held. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And the thing is, like, honestly, they really just need like a big brother figure, a big sister figure. You know what I mean?
In a way.
Someone to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Someone to give them some guidance when they need it. And someone not to step over toes.
Right.
Know when to get out the way. Because we tell these kids all the time, you got to know your place.
Mm-hmm.
But it's rare that we look in the mirror and say, okay, I got to know my place.
That's right.
Whether it's in a child's life or whoever's life, especially in a child's life, because we always look at the child as beneath us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But in actuality, they're equals.
Right.
Because we all are just souls journeying through this physical being. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, we all going in the same place. We all getting buried the same way. So
preach that.
Like that, this whole situation with, I don't want to call it that, this whole relationship.
Yes.
Has opened up my eyes to a world I really haven't seen. Like I've known of, but I've never really seen.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just, honestly, man, I'm just grateful for it because like whether things end or we take things further and further, like I'm always going to walk out of this with a better head on my shoulders because I put myself in a situation where one, I was uncomfortable. And two, when you're uncomfortable, you learn a lot from.
Ooh, yes. Wow. Look at the growth. Look at the growth you've made. That's insane.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but I absolutely agree with everything you're saying. And again, I've mentioned before, also a child of divorce too. And it's something you said that really hits home every single time I think about that. And I have said the same thing to other people. It's you're not trying to replace a parent when you're a step parent. And I've run into, and I've had that in my life where they have tried to replace that person. And it's different for me because when my biological father, my mother got divorced, I was very young. I barely know my biological father. I've met him. I've talked to him a few times here and there, but like it was never anything like, let's go get a bite to eat and like do blah, 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 blah. It was like at a family function that we happened to both be at, like a wedding or something. He would be there. I would be there, you know, exchange pleasantries. And that's really about it. You know, that's all it ever was. And that's not to say that like you can't fill the role necessarily. Instead of replacing somebody, you're not replacing them, but filling the role of a father, even as a stepfather, is dramatically important. And I think it's different when you're younger, when you think about that, because, and here's a fun fact that I don't say very often, but like my mom and I talk all the fucking time, especially ever since I became a dad. The first question she asked me was, I thought you hated kids. And it's only, and that's the thing is you don't remember how you really were as a kid. You remember certain things about who you are and things you grow, but like growing up without the father, she would remind me that like as a kid that affected how I had interpersonal relationships with other kids. I used to not get along with a bunch of other kids. You know, I always said I'm not, you know, I was never popular. I never had a ton of friends growing up. Part of that is because of the divorce. I couldn't relate. Every time I had, you know, sleepovers at best friends' houses and their dads were always like the coolest motherfuckers on the planet, you know, cooking all the steaks on the grill and like they had the nicest homes. And you know me, I went to bunch of white schools and shit. So
yeah, yeah.
I was, you know, Glendale and Whitefish Bay and, you know, back when Brown Deer was actually a good city and not like a piece of shit. No, you know, I was out there in those, you know, neighborhoods, gated communities and things like that. And that's a whole different way of living. So seeing fatherhood like that and then coming home and not having that is, it's pretty dramatic for a kid. And I guess that affected my interpersonal relationships with other kids to the point where I guess there's a time where I thought I'd even have them on my own. So when you said like, that's how you used to think of like step parents and you never wanted to be in the position to try to be a step parent, and then you meet the right one, the right kid, it changes perspective. And I think for me, that's a big part of why I became a father too. It's the same reason why I never had a dog growing up. I got attacked by a dog when I was six. It dramatically changed my life. I have a scar to prove it every single day. You know, I got teased relentlessly for having a scar face. So I never wanted a dog until I met the right dog. And then all of a sudden, I thought back of why I wasted so much time being afraid of them and swearing them off, even though they're the best fucking things in the world. And I think it's the same sentiment, at least when it comes to children. It's the right kids are going to change your mind. The right situation is going to change your mind. Like you said, never say never. But I think being able to grow and kind of understand that there is a space for others like that in your heart that you can always grow into, even if you're not replacing somebody. Like you said, the girl is 3 years old. If this goes the distance, man, baby daddy is nobody. It doesn't matter. It's you're the person that would be the father figure that she would remember for the rest of her life. Now, again, that's all pressure. We're getting way ahead of ourselves there because we're not even labeling the relationship yet.
Hypothetically speaking.
But yeah, I think it's a really solid foundation that you could build there by just understanding that concept of you're not trying to replace him, but you would be like the perfect man to be a father in place or in lieu of the actual father. So I think there's nuance there. I think there's a little bit of a difference. And I think as long as you kind of keep your head on your shoulders, like the way you already do, you'll nail it. And trust me when I say it's a constant learning curve. As much as I got out of the way with Sully and like figuring out how to be a dad and just being a man and being a father in general, when I had Sid, all bets were off. It's completely different parenting. You set the same rules and everything, same standards, but the way you problem solve, the way you de-escalate situations is completely different between both. And I know that the more I've grown into the role, I know exactly what to tell Sid to calm her down. I know exactly what to feed her. She's the pickiest girl I know. So like, it gets to the point where I don't even have to ask her how she wants certain food. I know it. And it's not because, she likes the way it tastes. It's I'm avoiding conflict by certain choices. That's the thing. You learn from it. It's a learning curve. So, and next year, it'll be a learning curve all over again. As soon as she's a teenager, different learning curve. So, oh, yeah, man. So it is, all I'm saying is, I think you have a really good start. I think you're going into it with the right mindset. And I think you've shown tremendous growth in just a year. That's nuts. Cause you're right. That was about last summer. And look at you now. You were, I would say a different guy, but you were like, you had a different mindset about women and relationships and just what you're looking for and what you're tolerating, your red flags, all that shit. I think you've seen the growth throughout this show. I've mentioned it before to you before is I think the biggest thing from the show we've gotten is seeing how far you've come. That's me. I'm the same. I haven't changed. I'm the same old dad.
That's what happens when you're a dad, right? Dad,
exactly.
Husband, you get
to my level and it's just like you said, dad shit, dad mode all the time.
Yeah.
It's just I'm fucking used to the shit.
Grilling outside, cooking for Thanksgiving type shit.
That's just all I do, man. So I'm fucking this big and shit. But it's just saying, I like it though, man. I'm happy for you. Again, baby steps. We'll see how far it goes, but. Hey, you already introduced her to a bunch of your friends. So that's the first time you've done that. And she had great reviews. Not just from me either. I've heard from other people too. Like, oh, she was super nice. Like, so that's a good start. I think you got a good man. Now, I know you were on the same level of like relationships and shit. I had a very interesting weekend last weekend too.
Oh, yeah.
I mentioned a few weeks ago that I got ordained to perform weddings. And this past weekend, this past Friday, the wedding did happen. And I did get to officiate the ceremony. Hey. And man, that was a fucking blast, dude. It was a total blast. The suit was on point. The pants were the right length. Uh-huh. I even brought some kicks to change into because I was very smart because I had some new fucking shoes. I had to break them in. So I took them around like my work campus because it's a giant fucking place to work. And I just wore the dress shoes with my regular ass outfit everywhere just to break them in. Because I was not going to stand up there with my pinky toes on fire and shit. So that worked. But the whole thing went beautifully. Wedding was amazing. Reception was very dope. Open bar. Hey, boy. So I got a ton of compliments. Totally. I mean, you talk about my spirits were flying at that point. Having that many people come up to you and be like, that was amazing. I can't believe, like, how long have you been doing this for? That every time I say that was my very first time, people just were like, there's no way. Like, they think I've been doing it for years. So all that to say is I might have a side hustle on my hands here, man. Like,
hey, you might my wedding.
Hey, shit. You see what I'm saying? And it's funny you mentioned, because right before that wedding, I had dropped off our dog Toast to some friends of ours who are also recently engaged and getting married. And they officially asked me to be their officiant next year during their wedding in the summer. So look at that. They're, you know, friends of the show, former guest Danny and big fan Kevin. I mean, we love both those guys. And they got engaged very recently. I think it was about Valentine's Day. So congratulations to them. Yes. So I am live and living color, baby. Like, let's go. So I think I might get some business cards maybe and just put myself out there, you know, just couple $100 a pop or something. Well, you know, be a drink or a meal, and shit, I can make a little side money off this one.
Hell yeah.
Man.
Hell yeah. Hey, Kevin, you better invite me. I know you're going to listen to this.
Oh,
you
better listen.
You better invite me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're first on his list, because, like, especially for karaoke, like, they don't care if I'm there. Everyone wants to know where yo ass is at. And of course, yo ass is the one that came like 30 minutes before we were done.
Fuck.
But
don't remind me.
Life of the party, man. You're supposed to be the party starter.
Man, fuck. Don't remind me, because, okay, it's over and done with now, but me and old girl was arguing beforehand.
I mean, you got, we're not putting your business out there. I'm
no,
just
I
saying,
put my business out there like that, but I was telling her, like, look, hurry your ass up.
That's the go.
You knew about this shit. Come
right?
on.
They're all like,
I'm supposed
Ryan?
To be
where's
there by
Ryan?
Now? Like, god damn.
I'm like, but I don't know, bro. but yes, they will be getting married. Long time coming. Very happy for them. So we'll see. It gives me an excuse to start buying more flashy ass jackets. I need to give me like a little Steve Harvey collection going or something.
Hell yeah. And more loafers, possibly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, expand. I can be one of those like revolving closets from Clueless and shit. Just all suits. Suits and fucking loafers. Match it all up. Yeah. Hell yeah. That'd be a good excuse for that.
We'll go there and have a live show.
Oh, God. I was thinking about that too. And I was like, not like just you and me, but like,
right.
I could do like combine this with like a DJ who's just kind of, you know, looking for some work. And then like, you know, you add something else as a flavor, you know, like a little package deal where you get like me, the DJ, and like something else as
a
three man package. And it's just like cheaper than most of your typical wedding shit.
Yeah.
And you get it all taken care of one stop shop. So like,
mm-hmm.
That'd be interesting, I think, to do it like that. But we'll see. I'm way ahead of myself. But that many people telling you should do it, and you found your calling. I'm like, I think I might. I mean, I'll listen to it. We'll see. I could use some extra money.
Man, hey, shit. By all means, go right ahead. Yeah,
yes,
I mean,
sir.
Definitely see you doing that. Like, you got the look. You got the voice.
It was crazy.
I definitely see that shit.
The only thing I hated was I was sweating like a motherfucker too. I was good. Until I got up there, I wasn't even nervous doing the ceremony. I was cool as a cucumber. But when I got up front to stand in front, there's a giant fucking cross behind me too. But they had like two like hot ass lights pointing at like the cross right where I was standing. So like it's before the bride even comes out, I'm just over there just like me like a fucking squeegee. I'm just like I'm like, can someone give me a towel? Like, oh my god, it was so bad. But it wasn't just me though. I think they just cranked the heat up in that room way too hot. Everyone up there was sweating with me, so I kind of felt bad. Even the groom is just like dabbing himself, and I'm like, damn, it's just too fucking hot in here. So that was a little nuts, but other than that, I got through without a hitch. So it was beautiful. It's beautiful for a first time.
You sent me where were you? In some type of fucking jacuzzi or some shit?
Oh, that was the night before.
Oh, that was the night before.
Oh yeah, dude, let me tell you about this shit. So this is the hotel we went to. The wedding was on Friday. So we went to the hotel on Thursday. And so we stayed Thursday and Friday, left on Saturday. On Thursday, we got to this hotel and it was like, I don't know, 4 o'clock afternoon, 5 o'clock. And fucking, I don't know what this hotel's normal review, because, you know, my wife booked it and everything. I'm pretty sure on Thursday, we were the only people in the building. Like, there was no cars in the parking lot. You walk in, the TVs are off. There's no coffee brewing. There's no one at the front desk. And so I'm just like, what is going on? And the wife comes back out from the car, you know, from checking in. And she goes, okay, we're good to go. So when I'm walking in, I'm like, are you sure? Who did you talk to? So, yeah, we're pretty much there by ourselves. So by the time the hot tub was an idea, because the pool was closed for some reason, I'm like, is it because you don't have anybody to clean it? Because it's a little, it seems fine, but that's fine. We go down to the hot tub. It's about maybe 9 o'clock or so. Hot tub closes at 10. And so we're trying to like scan in, and we look inside the pool room. It's completely black. And we're like, is it open or is it not open? Our badge isn't fucking working on it. So the counter lady probably saw us on camera or heard us because she was close by. And she like runs around the corner and she's like, oh, I'll let you in. It does that sometimes. Cool. Let's us in. And then she out of nowhere goes like, oh, do you guys want to keep the lights off or do you want me to turn them on? And we're like, what do you mean? And she goes, well, I mean, when you're getting in the hot tub, right? And we're like, ayo, like, what do you mean? She goes, no, not like that. We're all giggling it off. And we're like, yeah, keep the lights off. It's fine. Because, like I showed you, the hot tub had, like, the colorful lights on the inside.
Yeah.
So, and the thing is, there's a sign on the door, too, that's like, no food, no drink, no music in the pool room. And we had all that shit in our hands. We had bottles of shit. I had my fucking phone and speaker and all that. I'm like, and she was like, eh, whatever. So I just think they didn't care. Nobody's there. And so, yeah, we were, and we stayed until like 11:30 in the hot tub. So, like, nobody kicked us out or anything. So I think the girl was just super fucking cool. It was just like, you know, hey, hot tub, go do your thing, bro. And nothing like that happened. But it was a nice vibe, though. It was
you sure?
I'm positive.
I mean, if it did, this is a safe space.
I know. No, I'm like, I'm good, you know, but like, that's a little freaky deaky, man, to be doing all. You don't know who be sitting in hot tubs and shit. People are nasty, man. I would have a mental block. I know people are adventurous and go, oh, let's do it outside in the park. No, man. If it's a hot tub, I don't like even like pools. Because all I think about is who's peeing in it, who's doing God knows what in it. So a hot tub to me is like a boiling pot of soup with just everyone's skin flakes and hair and shit, all that shit. God knows who actually did do something in the hot tub. So, like, I wouldn't be able to mentally get there in a hot tub. That's just me. Mm. So, no, nothing happened. But it was a very nice vibe. Very nice Thursdays. So I had to show you. Plus, I was probably fucking drunk by that point. I usually send you videos if I'm fucked up. Like, oh, Ryan's got to you and shit. So, so at that point, I was probably already fucking ripped. So that was a fun night, but that's what that was. It was nice. Had a hot tub and no lights right to ourselves.
Man, nice, it looked nice way to start. Beautiful. It was such a fucking vibe to look at.
Oh.
I think I was chopped when you sent me that.
Like, you're like, yeah, that's
vibes.
Vibes, man. I'm all about the vibes. Oh, yeah. And speaking of vibes, I think we should start the show because tonight is a whole vibe that I want to get into for these people. So what do you think we get started here?
Yeah. Cue the music.
Mm. 1, 2, 3. Fuckboard.
Since we're back, I think we should take a shot.
I think you're right. As you see, I got the damn House of Guinness shirt on because today apparently is International Whiskey Day. I found that out about an hour ago. So I got my Whiskey Club shirt.
I was just about to say, you look like a bartender right now.
Yeah, man. That's just, I earned this shirt. I think I mentioned it once before, but like I had to join a club where I had to drink a whole bunch of different whiskeys. And once you get to like 50 or something, they give you a shirt. And I said, fuck yeah, I want the fucking shirt. And this thing
is
beautiful.
They initiate you in this gang is you get completely fucked up off of different types of whiskey.
Absolutely. At your own pace. It's not like you have to do 50 in a row like at the same day. But like you get a piece of paper. It's got like, you know, 50 different slots. And you're supposed to pick a whiskey because they have like 100 of them on their fucking menu. Probably more than that, honestly. And then you get a whiskey. You try it out. You write your notes down. You score it. Move on. And then there's certain benchmarks. So if you get like, once you're after you're like your fifth, they give you a free one. And after you're like your 10th, you get like a free beer. And like, you know, you get certain benchmarks to keep going. And then once you finish both sides, however long it takes you, and they just keep it, you know, track of you, then you get the swag like this. So it's a beautiful trophy that I get to wear. That's how I see it.
Your liver is thanking you right now.
Oh God. It's already cringing at this fucking old granddad I'm pouring, bro. Like that shit. No, I didn't want to pour it in that thing. I wanted to take a shot of it, but shot.
Fuck.
Fucking shot. Oh, here's a small shot glass. Good Lord. You and your shots.
I was going to pour a couple shots into here, but I figured I'd just shoot the shit straight.
There you go. See, I got the sipping stuff and the shooting stuff. So I'll do the shot here, but, you know, we'll go from there. Cheers, sir.
Cheers, my man.
Good God.
You know what? This Grey Goose, way better than that tequila I was drinking. I must
See, I disagree, but I can't do vodka. I fucked myself up with vodka. I can't even smell it anymore without puking. And that's from college. So that's how long it's been since I've like actually had vodka. And I can guarantee you that was not good vodka because it was college. But once you drink way too much of it, and I mean like a vodka bong, like I mentioned a long time ago, it tends to burn all those senses. And you just kind of go, I can't do it anymore.
You said a vodka bong?
Like a beer bong, not like the fun bong.
Yeah.
Yep. That was a thing that I was a part of.
That does not sound fun.
I would never recommend that to my enemies.
I'd rather drink a bottle of hydrogen peroxide.
As you should. And I knew dudes in college who, that was like their breakfast. So I tried to hang with the big boys, couldn't fucking do that. And I was like, never again. And that cycle you're drinking, like I said, like Fleischmann's. So, oh, God, it will end your vodka career very fucking fast. So I don't recommend it. Don't do that, folks. If you hear about that, just say no. Just say no. You all went to DARE. Just say no.
Hey, we all failed that little lion.
Man, I still got the shirt for it, though. That's dope. Collector's item. Oh, my God. Well, happy International Whiskey Day to all of you folks. This is the Bank Bro Show. I am, of course, your boy Siege. That's your boy Rizzy, as we always are. We're back, but hey, guess what? Nothing to talk about for sports today. It's been kind of slow. We're kind of in that holding period, NBA playoffs starting about, what, 15 days, 14 days?
Ish.
We're getting close to there, so that will be a big thing coming up for us to discuss at length, especially with the race to get these last playoff spots for sure. And we're still about a month out from the NFL draft. So you know what that means is we get into fun topics, dumb topics, silly stuff. And that, of course, leads me back to one of the favorite topics I have. And that's game night. People, it's game night.
Let the confetti fall.
I've got four games for you to play, sir. Of course, as we know, shots are always on the line.
Yes.
How you compete. I've got some returning favorites and one that I'm very proud of to finish that I cannot wait to fucking play. We'll get into that just a little bit later.
Okay.
But first, I think the first game is going to be a doozy. And it is, of course, everyone's favorite, award-winning, world-beloved, absolute banger of a game that we like to call Rapper Cap. We are back, folks. Yes. The famous game that we have played a couple of times now where I will challenge this man and read him some rap lyrics. And his job is to tell me, is it really rap or is it AI generated? And I've got a twist on this one this time, sir. Because the AI has no style this time. It's not modeled after anybody. This is purely Terminator. This is Skynet. This is just what they think is rap. Okay. So, as again, I will just read lyrics. I will only read them once. And you tell me rap or cap. If you get three wrong, you take the shot.
Okay. So there's how many?
There are six altogether.
Okay, bet. So over 50. I got to get
over 50. Okay, over 50. Are you ready?
I'm ready to rumble.
If you look into my mind, all you see is hate done. The blood's everywhere, but most of them is fake ones. I load up the nine, trying to get payload. I take everything from your shoes to your Kangol. You got to give it up or get your arm chopped off. Know my name, big twins pop off. Rapper Cap.
I'm going to go rap.
Final answer. It is rap. Good job.
You know, I figured AI would not use that N-word.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I want you to remember you said that.
Okay. I got you.
It's where's that from? You think.
Where's that from? So, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. And that's the other twist is I don't think you're going to know any of the actual rap songs I picked. I went real obscure here. I want to make it as tough as possible. That one is Prodigy of Mobb Deep.
Oh, okay. I know who that is. I know who that is.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the song I used to is beat click, his ass
all the time in Def Jam Fight for New York.
What a banger of a game. Oh, fucking love both Def Jam games. Amazing. Amazing. Yes. Oh my God. All right, sir. Want to know. Let's move on. Raised in the gutter, where we make our own rules. Dodging pigs and them snitches acting fool. Got that product moving, ain't no stopping. Cross me once, swear you'll be dropping. A setback's only make me stronger. Motivated by the pain, feeling longer. Rapper cap.
I followed the story there. You know what? I'm going to say rap again.
Final answer. That is cap.
That is AI, cap, sir. Okay.
Yeah. That's, again, when there's no style, it's just like, oh, shit. Like, it's just straight lyrics, even if they have a story. So it's a little different. Yeah. I think this program was pretty interesting when I was using it.
Yeah.
All right. One and one. Sipping on that shit in the club. What's up? Hold my cup. Dropping dollars, popping tags. Ain't no fucking rags. Swish, swish like LeBron. Balling hard from dusk till dawn. Every shot, every play. We ain't here to play. Stacks on stacks, balling hard. Making moves, never scarred. Rapper cap. Your face. Interesting. Your face like, the fuck is that?
Yeah. God damn. Fucking you in the club and you reference LeBron. And then I see where you're going with this. I think I'm going to say cap.
Final answer. That is cap. It's AI. Nice. I wasn't sure you're going to get that one.
That one was a little tough. I'm right, not going to lie.
Because LeBron,
I could definitely see, like, not saying it's her style, but like Nicki Minaj saying some shit like that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I was absolutely. Like, But I'm like, I've never heard that before. So I'm just going to say cap.
That's fair. That's a fair guess. I like that logic behind it, too. Okay. Got 2-1. We'll move on. Oh, we dropping them rhymes. We killing the game. Queen up in the trap. Ain't playing no dame. Homies by my side. We making that loot. Focus on the grind. Ain't giving a fuck about the loot. Rapper cap.
Damn. I was going to ask you to say it again. I'm not going to lie.
You get one.
I thought you. Did you say dame?
I cannot repeat what I said.
Like Dame Dollar? Like, huh. That one? I'm unsure about this one. So I'm going to say rap.
Final answer. That is cap. It's AI.
It's cap.
I did say Dame.
If I got the confirmation, I would have said cap. Because the other one that said a basketball player was cap. So I was just going to say fucking cap.
But. However, though, this is not like Dame as in Dame Dollar. This is like
Dame Dash?
like a woman, like a damsel. Ain't playing no damsel in the stretch. Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Once you got hooked on Dame, I was like, he's got it wrong right now. Okay. 2-2.
2-2. 2-2.
Two more to go.
I got to get both these right.
Correct. I love it. All right. You remember me when you was shooting up? I was that needle. When you coughing, I'm that cough that comes from your chest. When you dead, I'm the maggots that's eating your flesh. I'm every last sad note from the violin. I'm the hammer that was firing that pin. I was the voice in your head that was telling you not to try. Now I'm the carbon dioxide that replaced your oxygen. Rapper cap.
Honestly, that sounds like some fucking Eminem type shit.
He said it last time. I think anything moody you think is Eminem.
That shit sounds like some Eminem ass shit. Fuck. Some Joyner Lucas type shit.
Remember, there's no style for AI, so.
Yeah. I'm gonna say rap.
Final answer. It is rap.
Who's that by?
That, believe it or not, is Master P. Yeah.
Okay. I knew it was somebody with like an old school flair.
Mm-hmm. I believe that's Master P. That might have been Mystical as well.
Okay.
I should show you how old that is.
Okay. I don't even listen to Master P.
barely anybody did when he was popular, so.
Yeah.
Goodness. I think I knew like one masterpiece song, maybe two. I don't even fucking, good Lord.
I knew his son.
Exactly. I knew about his son more. I knew about him. God damn. That's crazy. Man. Now his son is like my age. God, I'm old as fuck. All right, sir. 3-2. One to go. For the win.
Mm-hmm.
Staying on the grind because the loot gonna stack a. Watching for a jacker. You know I'm a macker. What you need, dog? Potent weed or some cracker. Ice on my pinky. Smoking on stinky. caught a sucker slipping. Now I'm on some 20s. Rapper cap.
I feel like this could be like a West Coast type song. Mm. Not gonna lie to you. Okay. I could be totally wrong, but it gives me a West Coast type vibe. I'm gonna go with rap.
For the win.
For the win.
Final answer.
Final answer.
It's fucking rap.
Yeah, let's go.
Damn it.
Who's it by?
That is Project Pat. I don't know where he's from either, but that's interesting. You said West Coast. Now I'm very curious.
Yeah.
If he's considered West Coast. Let's see. He's from Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Hey.
Look at that. You did it.
I went Dame time in the clutch.
There you did. Have you lost rapper cap? Maybe you lost the very first.
No,
rapper
I lost.
Cap.
I lost the.
I think the very first.
I
one,
lost the
you
first
won the second one.
I got the last one right in the first one.
Yes,
but I lost overall.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
I remember because it was that 2 Chainz song.
That's so, right. Oh, what up, Stove? What up, Stove? Oh man, that shit was hilarious. And again, I got those three rap songs specifically from the worst lyrics of all time list. So I'm trying to pick things that don't sound like they'd be good rap just because they sound very AI. So
Right.
But it all blend together, you know. So
Yeah.
Nicely done. You win that game.
That was good. Rapper cap is always fun.
I fucking love rapper cap. All right. Cheers, sir. I'll take the fucking shot.
Mm-hmm.
Whoo. Good Lord. Good Lord. All right. Let's get into another game.
Okay.
And for this one, I'm going to need a visual aid. Hooray.
Hey, let's get it.
Now, this was a fun one. Oh, they're all fun, excuse me. But this was a silly one, I'll say, because of how ridiculous the subject is. But let's see how well you do. Let's share my screen. Go. All right. Can you see that? Your face says it all. We are back to my favorite website, which is Sporkle, which again has great quizzes just to pass the time. Pretty much any quiz you can think of, it's on here because they're all user made and people are just filling this website left and right with either great quizzes like NFL and NCAA, NBA, that kind of stuff. And then they have really, really stupid ones like the one we're about to play right now, in which Rizzy is going to tell us if the name of a song is from an actual country song or is the title of a manga series. And manga, for those who just are living under a rock forever, is like a literature version of anime. It is not a comic book. It's more of a graphic novel. You read it a certain way. It's mostly from Japanese authors. It usually turns into an anime if it's popular enough. And that's where we get great stuff. Like One Piece. Fucking love One Piece. But that's a humongous manga, probably the biggest manga in the world right now. So, The crazy thing about manga is that some of the titles of manga are absolute batshit crazy. And the thing about country music songs is sometimes they're a little too literal or they're ridiculously long and very specific. So, you can see there might be some confusion between the two. I am going to give Rizzy 22 titles, and he will have 5 minutes to tell me if they are manga or country.
Mm.
My challenge to you, sir, is that you will get less than 80% correct. And if you do, that is a shot for you. Over 80%, you win.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me do the math real quick. Okay.
Out of 22.
5 out of 16. So 16 out of 20, I got to get at least, I'm assuming about 17, 18, correct?
You need at least 17, I believe, to get it. It might be 18, actually.
Okay, I'll shoot for 18.
18, I think, is the magic number here.
Mm-hmm.
So only 4 wrong. Okay, are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
5 minutes on the clock. Let us begin. Even if these tears disappear tonight, manga or country song?
Country song.
Incorrect, that's manga. Fuck. Until I Love Myself.
Country song.
Wrong. What the fuck? If All Tomorrow right. Never Comes.
This one got to be a country song.
That is correct. Sick 'em on a Chicken.
Country song.
Correct. Get Your Tongue Out of My Mouth Because I'm Kissing You Goodbye.
Country song.
Correct. The Promised Neverland.
Manga.
Correct. Pardon me, I've got someone to kill.
Ooh, this one's tough. Too bad I can't skip.
Mm-mm.
I'd skip this.
Actually,
one,
I can skip. Yep.
Okay, but
One Punch manga. Man. Manga. Rooster Fighter.
Manga.
Correct. I've never gone to bed with an ugly woman, but I sure woke up with a few.
Can't relate. Country song.
That is correct. I swear I won't bother you again.
Ooh. This
you
is
can
a good
skip.
One.
You can skip.
I'm going to go with country song, though.
Incorrect.
Oh, that was man, a tough one. That was a tough one.
Man of Constant Sorrow.
Manga.
Incorrect.
Fuck. How, all right, I gotta nail all these bitches.
How can I miss you when you won't go away?
Country song.
Correct. I'm a wolf, but my boss is a sheep.
Sheep. Ooh. Farm animal. Country song.
Incorrect. I'm kind of chubby and I'm your hero.
Manga.
Correct. I want to eat your pancreas.
What the fuck? I swear to God, if this is a country song, I'm going to be fucking livid. Manga.
That's a manga, yes.
Okay, I was about to fucking say. Ain't no damn way.
I don't even know your name.
Damn. That's a lyric in a lot of songs, so I'm going to go with country song.
Correct. The Way of the House Husband. Oh, God.
That's got to be a manga.
Correct. If you don't leave me alone, I'll go and find someone else who will. Wow. Wow.
I live by this quote.
But what is it?
Country song.
Correct. Friends in Low Places.
Manga.
I knew that's a country song, bro. The Angel Next Door Spoils Me Rotten.
Country song.
Incorrect. Man, I feel like a woman.
Manga.
Country song. Everybody knows that song. Pardon me, I've got someone to kill. We're back to
country
it.
Country song. Fuck it.
Correct. That is it. You got 64%. Even I got 73, bro. That's hilarious. That is a loss, sir.
Oh, man. Here goes nothing, man. Here goes nothing.
Isn't that crazy? The man, fucked up thing is, like, there's like two songs on there that, like, I think everyone fucking knows, and you definitely thought they were both manga.
Yo, I have zero knowledge of country music.
I don't either, but I think everybody knows Shania Twain, bro. Everyone knows Shania, but
I don't.
I guess you don't. I guess not.
All right, man. Cheers, bro.
Cheers, sir. That's too funny. Oh, my gosh. I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Oh, man. That was some bullshit.
You're 1-1 on the games tonight. I like
it. 1-1. 1-1. I got to leave with a winning record.
Okay. I like that challenge. Yes. We'll see if you can pull that off. Before our next game, I do have a PSA for the night. And this happens to me all the fucking time.
Oh,
and it happened to me just yesterday. And I'm just like, I think it's just my luck.
Half-time
but I'm
show.
I'm so tired of it. Yeah, halftime show. PSA is this. If you are in a grocery store checkout and you get all the way through the groceries and you do not have your payment ready to go and you don't know how to use a debit card or how to write a check, I should be allowed to cherry pick one of your groceries that you pay for waiting and the inconvenience. It's an inconvenience fee. It is absurd. No matter what line I pick, every single time, I'm always stuck behind the person who has a billion coupons, who doesn't know how to use a debit card, or it's not working, has never written a check in their life, and the check isn't going through. It's every time. I don't know what it is. I can pick the shortest line in the entire building. I'm always stuck behind that person. I'm tired of it. It's ridiculous. Just have it ready to go by the time you get up there. The same way if you're standing in Starbucks in a line and you get up to the damn counter and go, I need a second to think about it. Like, what were you doing? What were you doing the whole time you're waiting? You were waiting the same time I was waiting. So what? Why I have to suffer for you not being prepared? Just have payments ready. Have payments you know how to use. If you don't know how to use it, bring cash. Everybody knows how to spend cash, right? Stop with the technology that you don't know how to use. I shouldn't be seeing an 80-year-old trying to use the damn, like, touch screen on her phone to make a damn payment when she doesn't even know how to text. Like, just stop doing that bullshit. Stay in your lane. Use cash. There's no shame in it. I don't care. But just, I got places to go, motherfucker. Get the fuck out of line. That's the PSA, and it's completed. Every fucking time.
Who the fuck still accepts checks?
Don't know. I didn't know they did either until that moment. I go, we're still doing checks out here? My checkbook's got like cobwebs in it. Like, what the fuck? I guess. And I'm not knocking anybody who has to pay with a check. I get it. But motherfucker, practice or something. Or have it pre-written. And then just write in the amount. Don't do the whole fucking check.
Exactly.
You have no idea what you're doing. They didn't even sign the damn thing. Oh, my God. It drives me up a wall. And I know it's only because it's my luck. I'm the only one who runs into that shit every time consistently. I'm over it. Oh, my God. There you go, folks. Let's move on. Another game to play. This one will take a little bit longer, a little more challenging.
We'll see how
you do. All right. Share my screen again.
Oh, man. We got visuals.
Oh, yeah. We're visuals from here on out, boy.
Oh, shit. This was going to be tough.
This is simple. It's just NCAA team names. I am going to put this list up. There are 75 names here, 75 colleges, most of which people know. Some are a little obscure. All I want you to do, sir, is name as many NCAA actual team names as you can in 10 minutes. My bet is you can't do 65% of this.
I probably, dude, this is tough. I ain't gonna lie to you. This is very hard.
Well, also keep in mind that there are answers that serve multiples. So you might have one that fits for like six of these.
All right, bet.
So keep that in mind.
All right, but I'll just go conference by conference.
Yeah, however you want to do it. There's no rhyme or reason. But 65% of this, I would say, is a 49 out of 75.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay.
Anything more than 49, I'll take a shot.
Okay, bet. Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's begin. Start anywhere you like.
All right, I'll start at the Big 12. Baylor, probably the Bears, but I'm not sure. Iowa State. Cyclones.
Well, oops, it would help if I could spell. Yes, sir.
Jayhawks.
Yep.
Kansas State is tough. I know it's a cat. Is it a wildcat?
It is a wildcat, but look at that. Ooh. Wildcats. It's five of them already.
Oklahoma Sooners.
Sooners. Everybody knows Sooners.
OSU Cowboys.
It is the Cowboys. I didn't even know that one.
Texas Longhorns.
Of course. Welcome
TCU
Longhorns.
Horn Dogs. I mean, not Horn Dogs. Horn Frogs.
I believe it's the Horned Frogs.
Some shit like
there
that, right?
Go.
Yeah,
there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll accept it.
Texas Tech Raiders.
Horned Dogs. Raiders is not on there.
Texas Tech Red Raiders.
It is the Red Raiders. Yes.
Yeah, I knew it was Raiders. I knew it. West Virginia. Can't think of it right now, so I'm gonna skip it.
Move on.
Illinois. I want to say Illini.
That's part of the name.
Fighting Illini. Fuck
there
Illini.
You go.
Yeah.
Fighting a lot. Illini. I can never get that right.
Indiana Hoosiers.
Hoosiers. Good. You're at 15 so far.
Iowa Hawkeyes.
Hawkeyes. Good.
Fuck. You're See, Maryland 16? Always, it's like Turpins or something like that.
I'll give it to you. It's Terrapins.
Terrapins. Okay, yeah.
That's a turtle. The turtle, bro.
I didn't know that. I just knew the name. Michigan Wolverines.
If you didn't know that one.
Michigan State Spartans.
If Go you didn't
Green.
Know that one. Yeah.
Minnesota, the fucking Golden Gophers. Golden
yes,
Gophers.
Yes, sir. You look at you. Golden Gophers is correct. You're at 20.
Hornbuskers. fucking some shit like that.
Hornbuskers?
Cornhuskers.
Right. Cornhuskers. Oh, you're right there. You said born cuskers.
What the fuck?
All right.
OSU Buckeyes.
Buckeyes. I really can't spell tonight. There you go.
Penn State. Oh, fuck, this one, Penn State. Damn, I know this one, but I just can't think of it right now. I know it's some type of wild, like some type of cat. Penn State fucking Panthers.
I know Penn State. I actually know a lot of these. It's funny.
Fuck.
It's not a Panther.
All right, let me skip that one.
Okay.
Purdue Boilermakers.
Ooh, nice one. Yes, sir.
Rutgers. 23. Rutgers. I low-key don't know this one.
I don't know that one either.
I know it's a fucking like paw print, but that's all I know. Badgers, duh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 24.
Butler, I don't know. Creighton, I don't know. DePaul. Fuck, I know the logo.
Wow, I know a lot of these. All right, yeah.
Don't know Georgetown. Hoyas.
Really? There you go. I was gonna say, what?
Marquette. Golden Eagles.
But say you live here, bro.
Providence, don't know. St. John's, don't know.
You're at 26.
Xavier, damn, don't know. All right, fuck it. Fuck the Big East.
All right.
Pac-12, all right. ASU Sun Devils.
Sun Devils, yes.
The Cal Bears.
Well, Bears didn't show up before, so it's not the Bears.
It's not.
That's only for Baylor.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. All right. The fucking Buffaloes.
Buffaloes? That's Colorado. Oh, yeah, you got that.
Yeah, skip Berkeley. Yeah, Oregon gotcha. Ducks.
Of course.
Oregon State University. Low-key, don't know that one. I'm going to skip it. Stanford.
Oh, I know Stanford.
I know this shit, too. What the fuck?
It's stupid, too.
Yeah, it is.
No offense, Stanford.
Yeah, no offense. You guys are actually smart as fuck. It's just the name is stupid as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. All right, I'm going to skip that one for now. UCLA Bruins.
Bruins. There you go. You're at 30.
USC Trojans.
4.5 minutes to go.
Utah? Fuck.
They're not the Utah Fucks.
The Utah Fucks.
The Utah
Fucks. Racist.
Right? I was not typing that.
I'm going to skip that one. I know it. I just can't think of it right now. Washington Huskies.
Huskies.
Washington State. Fuck. Can't think of it right now.
Ooh.
Boston College. Fuck. I know the logo. I can't think of the name. Clemson Tigers.
Tigers. Oh, that was four of them right there.
Bet. Okay. ACC. I know these. Duke Blue Devils.
Devils.
Yes, Florida State. Oh,
that's I know that one. That's a popular one.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck? Why can't I think of it?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me skip that one for now. I don't want to take too much time on it.
Okay.
Georgia Tech. They're like some type of bees. I know that.
The bees. That's not on there.
Some type of fucking bees. Oh.
You're not wrong.
Louisville Cardinals.
Cardinal is.
Oh, Stanford Cardinals.
There you go.
I got for Stanford.
Cardinal. All right, yes. That's funny. You have 3 minutes. You have 38.
Miami Hurricanes.
Hurricanes. Yes, sir.
Tar Heels. UNC Tar Heels.
Tar Heels. Yep.
NC State. I don't know why I can't think of NC State right now either, but Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Of course they are.
Pitt Panthers.
Panthers.
42. Syracuse, the Orange.
Oh boy. 43.
Virginia. God. This is like some. Is it Cavaliers?
It is the Cavaliers.
Yeah. Virginia Tech. Hokies? Hokies?
Hokies. It is the Hokies.
Yeah.
You pulled that from the depths. All right. 2 minute warning.
Wake Forest. Fuck. My bad, Chris Paul.
Oh, he'll never forgive me for that.
Alabama Crimson Tide.
Crimson Tide, yes.
Arkansas Razorbacks.
Razorbacks. Yes, correct.
Florida Gators.
Gators. One more.
Georgia Bulldogs.
He got it. Damn it. And that was three of them right there.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Finish up.
Butler Bulldogs. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Ole Miss. Oh, this is Ole Miss. I don't know Ole Miss, to be honest with you. I just always call
them. They have a, yeah.
Ole Miss. I just always call them fucking Ole Miss.
Everybody does.
Ah, shit. Okay. I skipped South Carolina, too. I went straight to Tennessee. The Vols.
Vols, Volunteers, Ultras, correct.
Volunteers, okay, I knew that.
Vols also is acceptable. Less than a minute.
A&M, Vanderbilt, don't know.
Go back to some you missed.
All right, I'll go in reverse. Vanderbilt, don't know. A&M, nope. Wait, come on, okay. Johnny Manziel, Mike Evans. What the fuck
were they? Yes, sir.
Fuck, what the fuck were they, man? I used to watch these guys all the time. I feel like a dumbass. Right?
30 seconds.
Oh man, NC State, Georgia Tech is the one that's gonna kill me. No, actually, Florida State is the one that's gonna kill me.
I can't believe you're not getting Florida State, man. Come on, 10 seconds,
dude. I don't know why I'm blanking out on Florida State.
It starts with an S. 3, 2, 1. It's a Seminoles, bro. The
Seminoles. Nittany Lion. See, I knew that. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you saying like a panther? I'm like, it's a Nittany Lion, but like, it's dark like a panther. So I get where you're going with it. But I knew Nittany Lions for sure. I knew.
Golden Bears. I'm dead.
You were saying Bears. I'm like, it's so close, but I can't give you Golden.
Oh, man.
Also, Utah is the Utes. I knew that one too.
Of course, Utah racist Utes. As fuck. I knew it.
Of course. They're the Utes, yes. The Georgia Utes. Tech, it is a B. It's a yellow jacket. You were there. I was waiting for it.
Louisville. What did I say for Louisville? Cardinals?
You said Cardinals, which, yeah.
Wait, it was Cardinals.
Sorry. I put in Cardinal. It took Cardinal for Stanford. But it is the Cardinals for Louisville, but I couldn't get to the S because it took it from me. So I thought it was wrong. But you're right. That is an extra one for you. 53 out of 75 is your total. And you have won, sir, with a 70% rating.
Yes.
You thought you were not going to do well in that one.
That one was very tough. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's very, very tough. Want it.
if it wasn't for like the multiples with, what was it?
You had a few. They were like Wildcats everywhere.
Wildcats
is a big one.
Wildcats and Tigers. I would have been fucked.
It gave you a little bit of a gimme. I like that, though.
See, now, A&M Aggies. Ah, I knew that shit.
The Aggies. Yes, sir. I knew about, let's see, anything else on here? Oh, Wake Forest. I knew Demon Deacons. It's a weird fucking name, but that's why it sticks out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the average score.
Wolfpack, fuck.
Average score was 79%, so you still did way under everybody else. But enough for this challenge. I will pour a shot. Way to go, sir. Damn, that's a tough one.
That was very hard. Pause. Very, very hard. Big 10. Which one? Fucking Nittany.
You almost got, Big 12, you almost smashed.
Scarlet Knights.
Actually, Big 12 and Big 10, you did really well in. Big East, you had no idea. Pac-12 was all right. Atlantic Coast was all right. And not bad on Southeastern, too. But, Big 12 and 10 was like your bread and butter.
Yeah, I knew them.
All right. Cheers, sir. Fuck.
Yes, sir.
Ugh. Disgusting. Why do I do this to myself every time? All right, sir. It's time for the last game of the evening. This will take us a bit of time. I will say I custom built this myself.
Ooh.
I'm very excited. It's a first time trying it, but it's based off a game that everybody knows that you could easily follow. We're going to make it interesting here because of what the subject matter is behind this. So, everyone, I'm sure, no matter how old you are, is aware of a little game called Deal or No Deal.
Ooh.
So, if you don't know...
Can I phone a friend?
Who wants to be a millionaire? That's not Deal or No Deal. You don't get any help with Deal or No Deal. But essentially, if you don't know Deal or No Deal for some reason, contestants would go on with Howie Mandel, who is an amazing person, but they would be able to pick from, I believe it's like 26 briefcases, usually held by beautiful models. They pick one briefcase and they eliminate the rest. One briefcase has like $1 million in it. One briefcase has like a penny in it. And you are supposed to eliminate. And Howie Mandel and the banker usually make offers to you to take money instead of potentially $1 million. That's the normal premise behind it. So in our game, because this is the Bank Bros, I have a game called To Bank or Not to Bank. What you see before you, sir, is 20 hidden squares. We'll consider them briefcases, whatever you want to call them.
Okay.
Numbered 1 through 20. What I want you to do is pick one of these and we will slowly eliminate the rest. I will make you offers, quote unquote, that are fun. And I want you to get all the way to the end. It's because, again, if you take the deal halfway through this game, it's going to be very short. So I do want you to pick one that's going to take you all the way to the end. Now, here's the thing. Clearly, I'm not going to give you a bunch of money, right? Because I ain't got it. I'm broke. So everything behind the briefcases or the squares is not money necessarily. It is something I think you would personally like or love, specifically if it happened to you, if we had like a genie or something. So this could be anything. I will say, because on the real show, the top prize is $1 million. For you, the top prize in this screen is something I know you would probably kill for. That's all the hints you get. I will make you, again, quote-unquote offers that are just going to be funny, but I don't expect you to take the offers. Please pick a number between 1 and 20, and we will slowly eliminate the rest one by one. And at the end of all this, when we're down to two, I will give you the option to keep your briefcase or switch it with the final briefcase.
Okay.
That's the one you pick.
So the first thing I do is pick a briefcase to keep.
Correct.
I'm picking number 15. That's my number.
15. All right. I'm just going to keep that in mind. All right. Number 15.
All right.
So
now,
what we're going to do in rounds, first round, I want you to pick five briefcases to eliminate.
Okay.
After that, I'll make you your first offer. And again, we'll just go from there until there is only one left. Do you understand the rules? Any questions?
I understand.
All right, sir. Please pick your first briefcase, not number 15, that you like to eliminate.
Let's go 19.
19. Let's see what 19 is. 19 is... Oh, I need to get my list here. Here you go. I have it all written down so I make sure. Because a lot of these are just pictures. Come on. There we go. 19 is an autographed Texas jersey from young Kevin Durant. That's gone. Gone.
Whoa.
Again, these are all prizes I think you'd love or hate, including one I know you'd love. That's the one you're hoping to come up with. But I'm sorry. Right. The signed Kevin Durant jersey from college, probably worth a shit ton of money, is off the books now. Please pick another briefcase to eliminate.
Let's go 10.
Number 10. Open the briefcase. And it is a crisp $100 bill.
Oh. I'd be cool with that.
Yeah. Just a crispy hundo, that's all.
Yeah. All right. Next number, let's go 13.
13. I'm going to add dramatic music. For us, it's very quiet. We're just being
two of us.
But I'm going to add all the dramatic music behind this. Don't you worry. I'm sorry. 13?
13.
13 is... 13 is you age 10 years and become an old head like me when it comes to basketball. Michael Jordan instantly becomes your GOAT, and no debates are about it.
Thank God.
That's gone. That's eliminated.
Yes. That should have been the first one. Fuck.
Right. And in this game, yes, I do control, obviously, lifespans and death and all things metaphysical. So it can get a little weird on this game.
I love it.
All right. Two more briefcases.
Let's go 16.
Number 16 is... You're going to take mushrooms with Mike Tyson.
Oh, fuck. You know what? If I was able to walk away with that, I'd be cool with it.
Right? Super fun. That's why he's smiling. See? Yes. He's happy.
You get to come in here and eat some mushrooms with me.
Yes. His brand, because you know it's going to be good shit. And you're going to have the best night ever. But it's gone. It's gone. Not to bank. One more briefcase, sir.
All right. Let's go number 2.
Numero dos is... unlimited fall for the rest of your life. All premium ingredients included, by the way. It'd be everything you want. Customized, pho, whenever, however. Yes, all the time. That's gone, though. You don't get that. Sorry, sir.
It's all right.
Okay, so because I'm the banker, of course, I got to make you an offer. You've opened five and you kept up. I mean, you had a couple big losses here. I think that Durant jersey would have been nice. And maybe the pho. I think the rest of these you probably could live without. Although Mike Tyson with mushrooms would be funny.
That'd be dope. Spot. Yeah.
So if I were to offer you, say, a jet ski, would you give up your briefcase for a jet ski at this point?
No, I'm good.
All right. Not to
we live in fucking Wisconsin, man. Not going to be using that shit.
Okay. First offer turned down. That's fine. Banker's only going to take that personally for a second. Now, I want you to open... Four briefcases.
All right, let's go number 3.
Number 3. What do you got?
Okay, bet. Yeah!
Hang on. Remember, it's not just Kim Kardashian. It's having your career killed by Kim Kardashian.
Yeah!
Yes,
career killer
these,
gone.
Yes, some of these are going to be callbacks to earlier episodes, folks. So if you've been paying attention, you're going to know a lot of these are going to be great.
Yeah.
All right. Three more.
All right. Let's go 18.
18.
Ooh.
That's being featured on the next J. Cole album.
Oh, that would have been dope. I ain't going to lie to you.
I bet it would. Oof. All right.
It's all good. Let's go number 7.
Number seven. Lucky number seven. That is candy corn for life.
Boys out of here.
That would have been your penny briefcase, by the way. That's the thing I knew. You would absolutely hate it.
I would have left the call.
Who said left the chat? I'm out. Rage quit. It's over. God. Okay. How many more you got? Two more?
Two more, man.
Hey.
Let's go.
Oh, no. Yeah, one more. One, two.
Oh, yeah, one more. Yeah, four. Just four.
One more.
Let's go 14.
14. And here we go. It is okay. One bag of Doritos.
I'm cool
nice.
With that.
Good round.
That was a good round. Outside good of J. Round. Cole.
Yes, the J. Cole thing hurt, but the rest of those, landmines. Very nice picking, sir. Okay, mm-hmm. Banker's going to make you another offer. I think I got a call for another offer, yes. Okay, the next offer is 3 full all-inclusive paid nights at the Vegas hotel of your choice or your briefcase.
Wait, is this for real?
Of course not. But it's the offer I would make you if I had that ability. Yes.
Damn. So let's
pretend it's real. Would you change that for your briefcase? Which, again, could be the biggest thing you would want ever.
Damn. See, am I staying by myself, though?
Let's say it's for 2 people. I think I know your price limit here.
Ah, man. See, like.
Yeah.
All I need is, you know what I'm saying? All I need is a way into the door. Once I get into the door, all hell is going to break loose. And you, by doing that, you're opening the door for me.
Oh, I know. It's supposed to be tempting, remember? That's why Deal or No Deal is so great.
If this was real life, I'd take it.
Yeah?
But this ain't real life.
This ain't real life, though.
So we're going to keep playing No Deal.
I love it. Okay, fair enough. I know Vegas is fucking tempting, bro. Fucking, I love Vegas so much. Oh, I got to go back.
I've never been, so...
Oh, I know. It's still a travesty. I can't believe you've never been there. It's the most magical place on earth. I don't care what Disney World says. It's Vegas. Number one. All right, sir. I need you to open 3 briefcases left.
All right. We're going to go with number one.
Number one. Here we go. It is having yourself added to any anime of your choosing as a main character.
Low-key, that'd be dope as fuck.
I know it would. I'm pretty sure you posted about that before, too. I was like, yeah, he would love that shit. Be Vegeta's new best friend.
Hell yeah. Shit. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Two more.
We're going to go number we'll go number 12.
Number 12. Oh! It's a date with Megan Good.
It's all right. I got my girl. It's all good.
That's...
If I was single... That I would have walked away with that one.
I will put this way, that's your $1 million briefcase right there.
That man,
that's the one thing I know you would kill for if you were single. But and I'm saying like a date in like Paris with her. Like just like the most romantic thing with Megan Good. Completely.
Oh yeah. Oh, most definitely. Oh, man.
Okay. That's off the board now. Sorry, Megan. You had your chance, Megan.
We're good.
Oh man, she's gonna hear that one day, I promise you.
Oh man.
One more briefcase.
One more. Number 4.
Number 4.
Dak Prescott.
Oh, it is fighting Mike Tyson in his prime.
Thank God. That would have been a Dak Prescott ass fucking briefcase.
So I got the happy Mike and I got the not so happy Mike.
You got Iron Mike?
You
and you got Michael.
Michael, yes, Michael Tyson. Oh, man. Okay, that was 3. So let's see. If I was going to make you an offer now, especially knowing Megan Good is off the table now, I would say I would offer instant fantasy football championship. No work involved. You're good?
I'm good.
See, I had to lower it because now you don't have your top prize because your prize is ending now. Yeah. Okay, no deal. All right, open 2 briefcases, sir.
2?
Just 2.
Let's go number 20.
Number 20. 20. Oof.
Okay.
You got rid of having to relive the 0-16 Lions season.
Yep, we're good. Yep. Mm-hmm. I knew when I saw Dan Orlovsky, I'm like, yeah, it can't be good.
Yeah, relive every game, the whole season.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that would have been a nasty one. Nice dodge. Okay. What's your other pick?
This is my last one, right? For this round?
For this round, correct.
Number 9.
Number 9. That is a 2024 Audi RS7. Fresh out the box. Out the box.
You know, I'm cool. I'm cool with that.
You're cool with that?
I'm cool. Because I've had... don't want to think about my Audi.
This is a beautiful replacement Audi. And it wouldn't have to be blue. It'd be whatever color you want.
You're absolutely
customized.
Right.
Customized. Yes.
But you know what? After drive... So I bought an SUV. I bought an Acura MDX.
Nice.
I really enjoyed driving SUVs.
Hell yeah. I can't go back.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I used to hate it, but now I love it.
Love it, man. Especially when you get to be like me and get a family, it's even better. You're just like...
Oh, man.
Stole everything in the fucking thing. Oh, love my SUV, man. Bro. Ridiculous. Well... That was 2 briefcases. You got a few more to go. I would say I offer straight cash at this point. I'd say maybe $65,000 for your briefcase, which could still be something great, even though Megan Good is not there.
65K? If this was real, I'd take it.
Of course.
But this ain't.
This ain't real. So.
No deal.
No deal. I love it. Fucking love it. Because honestly... I wouldn't blame you, especially with these prizes. My God, 65 grand, like easy money, easiest money of my life.
Man.
Okay, from here on out, 1 briefcase per round, but I'm done making you deals because we're just going to move on. But let's see what you end up with. Pick 1 briefcase. Sir.
17.
17. That is 30 pairs of kicks.
Okay.
Any style, any color, everything you want.
Okay, I'm good with that. I've let go of worldly objects like that. You feel me? So I'm...
Of course.
Used to be worldly. A big sneakerhead. Changed.
So not as tempting. Look at that. You're seeing all the growth through all the prizes you could have had now, too. Even Megan Good is someone you were like, double shout-outs per episode. Now you're like, I'm okay. And I'm like, oh, look at that. Look at you. Look at you. Okay. Remember, you're at number 15. Please pick 1 briefcase now.
Number 11.
Number 11. That is a pregnancy test that says not pregnant.
I mean, I want kids anyway, right?
All right. Well, I mean, so yes, but this was a non-pregnant one. But maybe you would want that afterwards. Who the fuck knows? Nice. Not bad. Not bad.
We're gonna see. We're gonna see, man.
We're gonna see. All right. 1 briefcase.
Number 5.
Number 5. This is
a
full smoke session with Snoop.
That would be fun as fuck. If I walked away with that, I'd be cool.
Talk about like top of bucket list.
And like you could talk about anything.
Anything with him. Yes.
Movies, sports, music, weed, fucking whatever the fuck. It don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
He's well versed.
He's open to all of it. So yes. Yeah, man. I would love to sit under that tree and just listen and talk and fucking chat. Just chop shit up. Oh, it'd be so,
yeah.
So dope. So dope. Okay, nitty gritty right. Time, sir. There's 2 briefcases other than yours.
Yeah.
Which one are you eliminating?
Let's go Kobe.
Oh, number 8, huh? Okay, that took me a second. All right. Number 8 is $3.47.
I got that shit in my pocket right now. He had to be specific. $3, yes. Not just $3. 47 cents.
Yes, specifically. I had to make it fun for
that's,
you. You know,
that's how much gas costs per gallon.
I was gonna say that's enough for one tank of gas, 1 gallon of gas. Yes. Oh my god, I know what these last 2 are. So this is really, really funny that they came down to these 2. Now, sir, you are at number 15, and there's number 6. Do you want keep your briefcase or swap it? For number 6 at the end here. Big choice.
See, I'm going to have to ask you, what number jersey is this?
It was meant to be. 15 is the jersey number. Yes.
I'm keeping 15.
Okay. Here we go. Number 6 is 3 flicks to the right testicle.
Oh, shit. That's like the book.
Pop, pop, pop. Like real quick, too. You see his face? Absolute agony in his face.
Is that Ric Flair?
That's Ric Flair hitting the dude in the nuts. Bam! Yes. Woo! Woo! Just woo! Right in the fucking nuts. That man's the king of the low blow, dude. Just no, it's Ric Flair. He's old. He just rocks you right in the fucking nut. Yep. That was your future. I thought you had that one. I was like, that's amazing. Okay, sir. Are you ready to see number 15, the briefcase you stuck with?
Man, that it if might that be one,
the thing you want.
If that one was getting flicked in the nuts, I mean, 15 can't be any worse, right?
Number 15. Is you have to change all of your team loyalties. All of them.
You know what? Outside of the Lions.
You'd be like, all right, fuck it.
I wouldn't give a fuck. You know what? Like, if it came down to it, the Pistons, the fuck have we done since 2004?
You're what I mean.
Outside of the Lions, who ain't win shit my whole entire life.
But you're so close now. So yeah, you have so to close leave now, the Lions when you're this close.
If, yeah, jump if I were to hop ship from any team, it'd be the Ravens.
The Ravens? Oh,
yes. I'd jump ship and be a Ravens fan if it wasn't for the Lions.
I get that. I feel that. I wouldn't blame you one bit.
Change my team. Oh, fuck that shit. that's crazy.
Yeah, it had to if do I with could my... make you enforce it, it'd be great. But...
Man. That had to do with team loyalty, and I pulled up my team jersey number, like...
As soon as you pulled a jersey, I was like, oh my God, what if he gets that one? Like, how ironic. How ironic. Oh, man. Nicely done, sir. Congratulations on being a Miami Heat fan for the rest of your life. Yes.
Fuck it.
Better than business, shit. That is to bank or not to bank. Congratulations. You avoided a lot of minefields there. That was treacherous for some of those. I wanted to make it real tricky. So. I'm sorry you couldn't get the date with Megan Good. I know it's not a big deal to you, but I know
that would have been better than changing my team loyalties.
That's for damn sure. You know, you can suck it up at that point, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, sorry, Megan, we gotta go to a different kind of game. We'll go to a Bucks game. It's fucking cool. Oh, well, that's it for game night, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Rizzy, what are your last words for your adoring fans?
So normally I would save an NBA topic for these last words, but tonight I have something completely different.
Ooh.
So in the world of football, there's been a recent rule change.
Oh, yeah.
With the hip drop tackle. The NFL has banned the hip drop tackle. And to that, I say, what the fuck are we doing, man? I understand you want to make the game safe, but how can you make a dangerous game safe? These players know what they sign up for. They know what comes with the territory. They absolutely do. You don't think this goes through their mind as they're playing in high school? Like, oh, yeah, at any given point, I could just snap my ACL and just be done for.
Yep.
They think about this shit all the fucking time. Why? Constantly. Why are we putting defenses at such a disadvantage? Why? It's like they want you to tackle a certain way. And these people who want you to tackle a certain way have never played the game of football ever. I guarantee you they have. Because I need them to go and demonstrate for me at full speed how they want you to tackle.
Thank you.
How the fuck do you expect a 5'10", 180-pound cornerback to tackle Derrick Henry from behind?
Vitamins and prayers.
This is how they want us to tackle. This is the defender.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm the defender. This is the offensive player.
He's holding a vodka bottle, people.
Hi, how are you doing today? Are you having a good night? Can you just lay down for me really, really softly? Oh, you don't want to? You want to run away and score a touchdown? Okay, you can go right ahead.
Go ahead.
Like, just, ridiculous. We might as well just run every game like the Pro Bowl and just put fucking flags on these players.
Exactly. Please.
Because what's next? They fucking, oh, you have to tackle around the waist.
Sure.
You can't go to the ankles. You can't hit them above the fucking belly button. Like, what the fuck? Like, golly, man. Like,
it
something
makes no fucking sense. It makes no sense at all.
These defensive players get all the praise for being physical, for being quote unquote rough.
Yes. You know what I mean? Yes.
And they can't even play the game freely without thinking, oh shit, if I take a quick turn this way, it might cost me $50,000.
Exactly. Or worse.
Or it might cost me $150,000.
Suspensions.
Like, it's suspensions. And when you get suspended, you don't get paid.
Exactly.
So we need the NFL to level the playing field. If, okay, ban the hip drop tackle, then offensive players can't stiff arm. How about that?
Oh, they don't want to hear that.
Yeah, they don't want to hear it.
They don't hear that.
But we have to level the playing field somehow, some way. Because when it comes to stiff arming, and I say stiff arming specifically, Because the offensive player can stiff arm you, the defender, in the face mask. And that's not
and
a penalty.
We celebrate that shit.
We celebrate that shit. But as soon as a defender grazes the face mask of an offensive player, it's a penalty. Yep. 15 yards, automatic first down. We need to level the playing field, guys. This is not fair. This is not the football we want to see. Yes, we want to see scoring, but we also want to see people get knocked the fuck out. Let's be real.
Absolutely. That's what we signed up for. And that's the thing is, like you said, these are players who have played this game for so long. Peewee football, middle school, high school, college, God knows where the fuck else. But like, they're taught a certain way from childhood. Now, I know you're not hip drop tackling at kindergarten. I understand that. But there's still the mechanics and science behind it. So I understand why someone would not want to change what they're doing. That's impossible. Everything is bang, bang in football. So, like, there's no way they're going to be able to take the extra 3 seconds to readjust themselves so they don't get a fucking fine or a penalty or cost their team the game. Just try to do the job they've done for years. That's the dumbest fucking thing. Like you said, just make it flag football then. And what drives me insane is all the injuries that have happened a lot recently have been because of field conditions. Conditions on turf. So we're not going to put real fucking grass on any of these fucking fields because of money. But this shit is because of safety? Really? The grass fields would not take a lot of money to put in every fucking stadium. This is a multi-billion dollar industry, and y'all can't install some fucking crabgrass? I know a guy. My brother-in-law sells sod. If you want to fucking put some dirt out there, I'm sure he can get you a good price. My point is this. You can't say that is for money and this is for safety when they're really both about safety if you're really going to not split hairs about it. So it's a dumbass reason. It's very stupid. It makes it so much more accessible to be an offensive player. Defensive players, why would they even fucking play the game? They're going to get flagged for anything they do.
And if they don't get flagged and if they don't get fined, they're going to get chewed out by their coach because they're going to give up a big play.
Yep, big time play. So who does that help? Now, I saw the kickoff chain is coming too. I'm fine.
I'm cool with that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But like, that's another thing where they go, we should change this because of safety. Okay, so where is the rest of the effort for safety then?
You want to make the game safer, but you add a regular season game.
Thank you.
And you're talking about adding an 18th game.
Another game. Yes. Like what? What? You already took away a preseason game. So
how about you keep preseason at three games?
Sure.
Move the regular season back to 16 games.
Yep.
That'll solve some problems.
Exactly. So, but we don't want to talk about that because if we do that, guess what? We're losing money. That's ad revenue that they're not getting by going back to 16. So
do you really want to make the game safer?
Exactly. No, you just want to make it safer for the least amount of money possible. So you make stupid rule changes like this that completely change the game and fuck up a lot of defensive players.
You want to make the game more enjoyable for the casual fan to watch.
Exactly. Like,
you don't give a fuck about fan. These players' safety.
Right.
Like, they really don't. Because like we just said, if they really did, they'd make the season go back to 16 games, not even mentioning a 17th and 18th game.
Nope.
Keep the preseason games at three and call it one.
Right. That's all you got to do.
Honestly, like, if you're adding games, want to make the game more safe. That's an oxymoron.
Exactly. That's more wear and tear.
More injuries. More people getting laid the fuck out.
Yep.
More ACLs popping.
Yeah,
like, come on, man.
It's a giant farce, and I'm sick of it. So yeah, I saw that shit too, and I was like, that's the dumbest. Like, who asked for that? And I see those bunch of athletes are like, oh, it's a good thing. And most of the NFL is like, this is stupid as fuck. But there are some of the old heads that go like, oh, well, the hip drop tackle isn't really used that often, so this is not a big deal. Like, no, it still changes the complexity of how a defensive player tackles. Like,
and they're right. It's not used often. It's used as like a last resort type of thing.
Right, when you're getting dragged the fuck out. Sometimes
what do you want him to do? Fucking Madden shoelace tackle him? Like, what the
fuck? Exactly, right? Be like little giants and be holding on to dudes like back of his shirt while you're getting dragged into a fucking end zone with Derrick Henry. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Imagine chasing DK Metcalf.
Oh, yeah.
How are you supposed to tackle DK Metcalf from the from behind? Pause.
Dude is dude is massive. He's a massive human being. So
and he's fast. And very he's fast. Tall. So it's right. Like, of course you're going to just go for the lower body. That's the easiest way to get a big man down.
Right. Half these motherfuckers can only come up to his waist. So shit. Just saying, like, what are you supposed to do? Bite his ankles? It's so stupid, man, dude.
Fucking,
it's
so stupid. I
don't blame you for that one because I don't get it. We'll see how it goes, I guess, like anything else. But my God. But for anything Bank Bros related, make sure you come see our socials. Check us out, The Bank Bros Show at YouTube, Facebook, and at gmail.com. You know we're at Bank Bros Show on Instagram as well. Trying to get some other shit out there, more content for you guys. But yeah, if you like these game nights, let us know because we like fucking running these too. These are always fun. Games are my fucking favorite thing in the world. So creating shit like this, very exciting for me. I think we'll run this back a little more excitement, a little higher stakes. We'll go from there. That's my first time running through that. So I plan on adding some more layers to this shit, make it very interesting. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that shit. In the meantime, Bank Bros are in your city. We are here for you as always. And you can bank on it that fucking whiskey started kicking in right away. See y'all next time. Peace.
1, 2, 3. Backwards. Lock.